This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's get at the issues of the week, shall we now? It's 7 after the hour. Doug and Rich and Jennifer and Victoria taking on the charts from the folks at Talkers Magazine, which you can find at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. The people on the list this week and the stories, we'll review many of them during the next hour. You can have input as well because we have a live Twitter feed going at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day, Instagram.com/Good Day Show. Richie, aren't you impressed with how technologically savvy I'm becoming?
Man, I will tell you.
Thrilled. So proud of me.
I am. I'm very proud of you.
Could you cry?
You are a technical witness.
Could you cry? Thank you, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. All right, let me just go through the list here, and I'll probably stop at some point early on into the stories list. World of Sports Talk Radio usually comes in at number 10 on the countdown. And the big story this week, the Cavaliers won in the NBA. I even paid attention to this, mostly because it screwed up a business meeting that I had this week.
Cleveland shut down is the story.
Yeah, it really did. It's okay. I don't think there was anything rash. They didn't burn any cars. It wasn't like L.A.
No, they handled it pretty well.
Yeah.
And in Boston, when they win, they still burn stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly.
We talk so much about the negative stuff, so here's a place who gets to celebrate something. So, you know, yeah. I love them for that.
Good. Yep. Right. Okay, another celebration and an amusing story in that if you saw the pictures of some of the former Led Zeppelin guys falling asleep in the courtroom, case of Led Zeppelin versus... what was the name of the group's
Spirit.
Song was Taurus. Spirit, right. So what fascinates me about this is that these guys were the stars, and Zeppelin used to open for them.
Right.
And whoever, I mean...
Nobody's ever heard of them.
Exactly. I'm going to go around the room because we're all different ages. I never... ever heard of Spirit.
I'm a massive Zeppelin fan and saw them in concert when I was 12 years old. I've never heard of Spirit.
No. Anybody else?
When you hear their song, never. And when you hear the song they played in court, you realize why no one's ever heard of them. They're horrible.
Okay.
Boring.
So, all right, Richie, everybody knows what the riff is in Stairway to Heaven. So play a little bit of the, there's a riff there, as Victoria just suggested, from the Spirit song. By a group of Spirit. The song's called Taurus, I think. And it's just, you're not playing it now, right? This is still from Stairway to Heaven?
Yeah, hold on one second. Here we go. Here's
another
Spirit.
Button.
Yeah.
Push another button. So this is the only place right there that you could find any equivalency. That's it. Yeah. After that.
You know what I thought was interesting about the case, though? The song wasn't a ripoff. This riff is similar. Sure, no problem.
Yeah.
But what I thought was interesting is everybody kept asking this band Spirit, why now? Why now?
Right.
And it's because Led Zeppelin has done a digital re-release of a lot of their songs in the past 5 or 6 years.
Cash, baby.
And now you can sue them again now because you re-released the song. Otherwise, it would have been too old for them to be able to take up any legal matters.
Some sleazy lawyer was on the ball.
Yeah, and you know...
Yeah, pretty much it.
Some of these old artists, lawyers, sit around waiting, listening for their opportunity. We had a... I better not name the artist of the song, but a song that you all know.
Come on. Yeah.
It might be
Capriani.
It might be Spirit in the Sky. And
might be Spirit.
Their lawyer for the artist for that thing.
Oh, right. Yeah, they sued you.
They came after us because they heard us use the song. Right. And we showed them our little license, and here we go. We're all set. We've paid for everything.
Let's play it. You want to play it now? Spirit in the Sky?
I don't ever want to play that song again.
You know what? That's a great song.
Make your nickel off of somebody else now.
Yeah, that's a great
song. Blew your chance here.
The only thing that Norman Greenbaum ever was known for, he was really a record producer. He put that tune together.
That one song, Johnson. Which is why his lawyers sit there and scan the radio dial looking for a way to make a buck off of it now. Because it's over.
Yeah. All right, speaking of lawyers and making a buck, the shameful political story of the week belongs to former U.S. Congressman Chaka Fattah. No relation to Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
He resigned. Chaka Khan.
Or Cut the Fattah, which happened today.
That's good to know. Thank you, Jennifer.
Oh,
all right. So anyway, Mr. Fattah has been cut from a Congressa. What a slime. This guy is...
I'm not aware of what he did.
Right.
Okay, here we go. He was on the Appropriation Committee, been in office 11 terms. He said, I'm honored to have had the privilege of serving here, in his resignation letter. After he was found guilty, and part of the penalty was he had to get out of Congress right away, apparently has been playing every angle he could play. This guy is a crook to the nth degree. He was convicted on all of the 22 counts against him in the racketeering. He was buttonholing people into paying these nonprofit groups and all kinds of other groups. He had a $1 million campaign loan when he ran for mayor in 2007. So it took him that long to find the bona fides, if you will. The FBI had been investigating him, and of course, some of his constituents say the only reason the FBI went after him is because he's black. Otherwise, he's completely innocent of all charges.
It has nothing to do with the racketeering that he was involved in.
No.
Let me ask you. If you're a congressman, you work 4 years, and then you get retirement and benefits for life.
Why would you throw
that out the window? Why not just do your 4 years? I'm thinking about running for Congress so that in 4 years I can just kick back and go, I'm good. Why would you
And the money,
mess that
by
up?
The way, the money came from the guy who ran Sallie Mae, which is one of the crookedest of all the... Supposedly, when you borrow money from Sallie Mae to go to college, they're helping you out. Yeah, tell that to the people like my two kids who are still paying back Sallie Mae loans after they got out of school 20 years ago.
Sallie Mae like a first cousin to Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae?
Yes, exactly.
In a manner of speaking, yeah, right.
Okay.
It's a quasi-government ripoff. That's basically what it is that targets people who can't get money to go to college any other way, and you're still paying the loan 89 years later.
It's just another scam to indebt you to the government for the rest of your life.
Right. His wife was a TV anchor in Philadelphia, and she quit yesterday, too.
Or she was asked to quit.
Right. I'm sure there's probably...
I wonder what the dinner conversation around that table was last night.
Divorce! I'm divorcing you!
Yep.
You embarrassed me! You ruined my career! Right, exactly. Okay. Let's see. Next up, as we go through, spend some time on the Freddie Gray police charges, the court proceedings this week, and what happened there. That's next year as we review on the countdown the charts for the week of June 20th to the 24th. It's the good day take on what these issues are all about. Your thoughts as well. We'll share them on Twitter at Good Day Show.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. and the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Hey, this is Shaq. When I was playing ball, our team doctors helped me overcome pain with something called TENS therapy. And Icy Hot Smart Relief is that same kind of therapy. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that immediately start blocking pain. Back, hip, knee, or shoulder pain. Even works for hours after you turn it off. Man, this Smart Relief is so smart, they should call it Shaq Relief. Ooh, I like that one. Somebody write that down for me. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain. Get my lawyer on the phone. I need to patent that.
Use only as directed.
All right, 17 and change after the hour. Countdown version of Good Day with the number 5 story this week. This has been discussed a lot with good reason. Freddie Gray, this is what, the third trial, third police officer out of five or six?
Third out of
six. To be tried? Yeah. And they all have been, including the officer this week, who was the driver of the police van, all have been cleared, all have been acquitted.
This
and what I find
serious charges, by the way.
Yeah, right. But what I find more troubling, and it kind of goes back to our discussion of Congressman Fatah and the outrage of, in some of the black media that if it wasn't for him being black, because there's so many white people that are guilty of the same thing. That's probably true. So why don't we go after all of them? What are we going to do? Leave them alone because of the color of their skin? I hope that's not the case. If it is, that's an outrage, and they would be right. And the same thing could be said of this Freddie Gray situation. There are many people in Baltimore, Richie, you're closer to it than anybody else in terms of geography, who say that the city would be on fire if it were not for the fact that the same judge in each one of these cases has ruled against the prosecution, and that means that these people are all white cops going free, but it was a black judge.
It was a black cop.
This was not a... This was Caesar
Goodson.
This was a black cop.
He was a black...
All right. Caesar Goodson Jr. All right. Yeah. He's the only... The other two were white, though, I think, right?
There was a mix. It was three and three.
Yeah.
Of the six, there are three white
and
black.
So far.
I'll tell you, I talked to my brother, who is a cop in D.C., and he is about 2 years away from retirement, and says, you think you've got it bad now? Wait till you see the quality of recruits that are coming in, because nobody that is really, really qualified even wants to come close to taking on this job
now. Who would want to? I mean, they talk
taking
about...
Taking on the job of a policeman anywhere?
Nobody wants to be a cop now unless...
No.
He goes, the recruits that are coming in now are all yahoos.
And, they talk about the Ferguson effect. I totally buy into that.
Yeah.
What sane person would say, I'm going to put my life on the line every single day for
people
you.
Who hate me.
For people who hate me and for people who want to take down my livelihood and what lies ahead for my family.
My brother cannot wait to get out. He says it's just crazy.
So he can go to work for some private security firm then, right?
Yeah.
Under the circumstances?
Make twice the money and not have to worry about all this.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, it's a sad commentary on, in part, the news media's handling of things like this. 21 after the hour, countdown version of what's happening from the Good Day perspective.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm telling you, I'm free. That's what the people in England are saying this weekend about the so-called Brexit vote. Britain exits from the EU. Over the course of the week, when people started getting hot about this, I figured it could go either way. I'm an Anglophile. I've spent lots and lots of time in England. Love the country. People there are just, it's a wonderful place. So when... And I remember when the EU went in, and the controversy about it then, and now the escape. Part of the problem, maybe the biggest part of the problem, is all of the immigration that's coming as a result of what's going on in the Middle East.
Definitely.
And the cities outside of London are the ones that are taking it. As a matter of fact, I have friends over there who tell me that literally there are people wandering around like nomads in the small towns around Birmingham and Manchester. You go down the south coast to Southampton, and it is a mess. And the government doesn't know what to do about it.
Because
the European Union is telling them what to do. You got to take so many of these people.
Right. The government can't actually control how many people they take. It's the European Union who is controlling the flow, saying you have to take X amount of people, and that's not really fair.
Now, is this an immediate exit? Is this already
Italy
today?
Two years.
2 years, okay.
And let me tell you
when
what happened.
Is the currency the first thing that changes over?
Within the 2 years.
Really changed. Whenever I was in England, I always used the pound. I never used the euro. I never had a euro coin in my pocket. Never.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because you can use both there. Europe,
right. Yeah, you can. Yeah, right. Yeah.
The only thing that will happen is now they'll become part of the European Economic Area, which is the EEA, just a different trade group. And they'll have to renegotiate the deals. Anything that the United States or anyone else in the world has with the EU now, that we'll just have to renegotiate that without. Wow. It'll just take a few years for it to settle down. You're going to hear so much doom and gloom today. Your 401k is crashing.
Oh,
your house is going to be taken away from you. You're going to hear so much garbage today.
Nonsense.
Just wait a week. Just chill. Have a beer.
What? Well, I'd go to the pub and have a beer.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Have a
the,
pint.
The impact of this in the short or long term, I guess I'm putting myself into this, thinking about how over the years things have changed in England. They're very independent. They have the best thing for them was that you could get on a train and not have to have a passport. It was going around Europe is like going around the United States. You go. It's open. Everything, the borders are all open to you.
But unlike here, each country has its own set of rules, regulations. I mean, so it's really sort of
But you can travel at least easily.
Yeah,
and you have different recognition. So now the Brits, I'm guessing that probably won't change much because it's not to the European advantage, because most of the tourists in Europe are from Britain. And so, I mean, the people that are going to visit Germany, it's easy, it's close, and there's wonderful things to behold all over Europe. So I don't guess that that's going to change very much. But it really is interesting that Cameron resigned right away, and then people say, oh, what's going to happen next here? What happens anytime is that one of the great things about England is they know how to have an election. Hello, calling for election 4 weeks from now.
Right.
You got a 4 week campaign, and that's it. Done.
And some guy you never heard of will be your next prime minister.
Exactly.
It's like a divorce. Everything's going to settle down. You know, this is just just a lot of questions now because it just happened. But everything will settle down.
The one thing to watch is Scotland is all empowered.
They
want to
go
again.
Too.
So
I know.
Scotland's like,
we're out.
We want out of the UK, so they're going to have that vote again.
Yeah.
Most
likely. Donald Trump's over there whipping it up this weekend, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's there right now. Yeah.
Is there a golf tournament? What is he over there for?
He's opening a golf resort.
Yeah. Right. So he's mixing business and politics. What a concept.
His kids actually built this one, so he was going over there to support their opening, which was cool.
Is that why, you know, when I saw his kids, their hands were dirty, and I wondered about that. Both those kids, both the boys, had dirty hands.
And
must have happened. Oh, I'm working on the farm. I have dirty hands, dirty fingers. You know, all that stuff goes with working. So I'm glad. I'm proud of them. Good for you guys.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, working our way through the stories in review that have been the big items of focus on a lot of News Talk radio stations. We do the survey every week, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine. And we've worked our way to number three, which is the Supreme Court blocking, basically, if I cut through the mustard and get to the bottom line, the Supreme Court said our hands are tied. They voted 4-4 on the challenge to the immigration plan the president set forth a year or so ago. A group of right-leaning states, I think 11 or 12 of them.
Even more, governors from those states, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sued the federal government or sued the administration or whatever, and then they took it to the Supreme Court, and they upheld the bottom line of the ruling is that there was a program at the University of Texas in Austin that apparently encouraged people of color who didn't have good IQ scores to go to other campuses, and they—that's okay. Apparently, if I'm not thinking, unless I'm misreading.
Well, there were two Supreme Court rulings. One was affirmative action, which is the one you're talking about, and that one was upheld. Then there was the one on immigration that President Obama. This would have been like Obamacare Part Two. It was part of like his legacy package that he wanted to do,
which
would have basically. I mean, no one likes to use the A word, but it would have granted amnesty to about 5 million people that are in the country, giving them Social Security benefits and such, and just kind of paving their road to citizenship. The governors in I think in just about half the state started to oppose this, saying, look, we can't afford it. This is going to be a big, you know, this is a problem to our system.
More of the same problem, yes.
Right, and so It went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is short a judge with Scalia's position still open. And so it kicked it back to the Fifth Circuit as a tie verdict, basically. So the Supreme Court will get this back once another judge is appointed. But, of course, you know, President Obama goes on the circuit, and he was very upset about this not going through and pretty much blamed Republicans because they won't look at his nominee, Merrick Garland, to fill that position. He felt that if that position was filled, that this would have been a win for him, which is not necessarily the case, because amnesty is not, this would have not necessarily been
constitutional. Why is it all about him? Why is
it
always
boiled down victory, to? So who knows?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. If these people are real leaders, doesn't make a difference whether they're a Republican or a Democrat. In circumstances like this, when you hear something like that, it really does go to the heart of the issue of public service. And these people who have these huge egos that get these jobs that are there basically because they don't want to serve, they're interested in serving, but they're interested in serving themselves. And it has happened. And unfortunately, it's changed a lot since I was a kid, when you saw people who ran for public office who really did have the best interests at heart. I'm not saying that everybody who runs for office doesn't have good intentions, because I think they do. Maybe even this guy did. Mr. Hope and Change, he wanted to do things, and maybe he had good intentions, but he was corrupted by the system. Is it the system that corrupts? Is it the people who let themselves be corrupted? Why is it that some of his ideas are anathema to some people and they're great for others? Yeah, that's what makes the world go round. It's the different opinions and the sorts of things that we thrive on talking about. And hopefully coming up to agreements, or at least if we disagree, we're not disagreeable about this stuff. I just think this is the things. I'm going to dig a little bit deeper here for a moment, because when you look at the things that are a part of our daily life here, we've come to accept the things, the stupid things that are part of having a government like we have. We have our own, we have our ability supposedly to choose our leaders. We don't really. The system's been corrupted and hacked. But you wonder why they do some of the things that seem not to be in their best interest. For example, the administration last week announced that there are a number of colleges, I think it's 67 or 70, somewhere in that vicinity, who are going to get Pell Grants, to get money from the federal government to have men and women who are in college incarcerated get college classes, college teaching. So, in essence, they're going to go to school, and we're going to pay for it. And I think to myself, all right, what's right and what's wrong about this? I think that the time that people serve in prison ought to be rehab, ought to be retraining, it ought to be, there ought to be something that comes out of it that will give the person the chance or the choice to do the right thing when they get out. And we all know that that's not the case with the penal system at the moment. It's an absurd hodgepodge of drama and nonsense that leads to more people when they get out of jail becoming criminals again than not. They just learn to be better criminals.
Well, you live in Virginia, and then you get the right to vote again.
Right. So here, this business, the Pell Grant program, is a federal program that's been broke for years. They don't have money to give money in grants. So I guess I would wonder, not that I don't want to see inmates get a better education, but aren't there more deserving people who are not crooks? Who
sure,
are out
there
on the
are people
who
can't afford
help?
College who haven't committed a crime. So,
right.
Yeah,
so why are we giving people who have committed crime Pell Grants when the people who haven't committed a crime, there isn't enough money to go? I don't get the thinking here.
I mean, I get the theory behind it, but I agree with you. The execution is so impractical.
It's impractical.
I mean, maybe prisons need their own school systems and become their own school
systems.
And
some of them have their own school systems. I know a couple. As a matter of fact, there's a state prison here in Framingham where I live that has an educational component to it. Teachers come in from the local school system, both college and high school, and they have classes and they teach, but it's not... They're paid for that out of state. There's a state funding thing, but they follow
the classes.
Practice.
Do they have there? Like how to knock off a 7-Eleven 101?
No. Do you know what they have?
A million and one uses for a bobby pin.
arts and crafts has a very different meaning in Canada.
Right, yes, that's true. But seriously, do you know what the number one course is that's taken in the prisons in Massachusetts? What
Sex
you
ed.
Nope.
What?
That is not taught. English is a second language.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Sure, yeah.
People
yeah.
wanting to learn, sure.
I, to me, that's, I just, man, does that send me into a place I don't want to go. What did you start to say, Richie?
No, I will tell you, a friend of mine and his father for years went to the local county jail where I grew up and helped provide books and reading and classes. And they will tell you that, you know, while a lot of people wanted nothing to do with it, there was certain people who embraced it and was they were really, really thankful that somebody was there to try and take them and help them do something different. Right. So, you know, while the percentage may not be 100% of people who embrace it in prisons, there are people who are saying, please help and I'll take whatever you can do.
It's a it's a complex issue. Yeah, it's too bad that there isn't a
everything
answer.
Becomes complex because there are too many people. There's too much government.
But
it's just everything's too big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Now let's consider for your listening and dancing pleasure the stories in review. Sometimes I don't do this as often as I ought to in the countdown. So here are the top 10 stories. Sports Talk Radio number 10, especially the Cavaliers winning the NBA title. The results of the Led Zeppelin court case at number 9. Number 8, that Kerr representative Chaka Fattah gets what he deserves. Number 7, more on Mrs. Clinton and the book about her. Number 6, sailors being captured in the Middle East. Number 5, the policeman who was cleared of charges that he helped to kill Freddie Gray. Number 4, the vote in England to get out of the European Union. Number 3, the immigration ruling by the Supreme Court. Number 2, the push for gun control legislation by the Democrats and then the Republicans as well in the House and the Senate. And number 1, all the conversation about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton in the presidential race. All right, we'll continue in a moment with a focus on the theater. We enjoy theater. We enjoy a little drama. So the Democrats provided some of that this week with their sit-in that had actually some good thinking behind it. And once again, it's the execution and who's doing it. Pardon the pun, execution. That wasn't supposed to be part of the focus, but, you know, maybe that's how it plays out. And then the presidential race, all up and coming here. It's 43 past the hour.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
Ancient wisdom teaches that if you want less of anything, you tax it. If you want more, you subsidize it. Have we forgotten that simple principle? If we look through the lens of liberty, we see a government that rewards unemployment and business failure with welfare and taxes productivity, profit, growth, job creation, and wealth. We pay taxes on our wages, our homes, and our cars. We are taxed on clothes, food, drinks, and gas, and on everything we leave behind after death. We complain of high taxes, but maybe we ought to look more closely at what we tax and what we subsidize. Maybe we should stop subsidizing things that fail and start rewarding things that succeed. Then maybe we would get less failure and more success.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's this special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for KillerApps.tv. Technology is making everyday tasks simpler, so digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong partnered with five brands to help better your digital lifestyle. Mario, what are your top ideas this summer?
The single-serve brewing trend is hot, so check out the GE Profile Refrigerator with Keurig K-Cup Brewing System. Just by using the GE Kitchen app, you can preset brew times for your water, coffee, tea, or any Keurig K-Cup hot beverage within the refrigerator. I have a free app that helps you with your green spaces. Grow from Scott's Miracle-Gro. The app provides inspiration and education so you can transform any type of foliage from backyard gardens to indoor plants. Grow takes complex gardening tasks and simplifies them for you. A must-have app for Samsung Galaxy devices is the Samsung Plus. It's your one-stop destination for getting personalized live expert support and the tools to keep your device running like new. The Samsung Assist feature gives you remote support and hands-on help at the push of a button. Plan your music and style with the portable Muo wireless speakers from Kef. You can stream your favorite tunes via Bluetooth, and Kef's legendary UniQ technology delivers stunningly accurate sound, beautiful design, a variety of colors, and up to 12 hours of battery life. Get better sleep this summer. Check out Sleep Number beds with Sleep IQ technology. You and your partner can adjust the firmness and support on each side, and built-in Sleep IQ technology tracks your sleep and offers insights and suggestions for your best sleep.
Thanks, Mario. For more information, visit killerapps.tv.
46 past the hour. Sorry. If I tell the story, it takes up all the rest of the time.
Yes, it is.
It's important that we get to these last two items for our consideration here on the charts. The list of things from Talkers Magazine that Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and Doug Steffen are reviewing so that you can, in your mind, review and you can give us feedback. Twitter at Good Day Show is a good place to go. 888-302-3684 is a good place to go. The push for gun legislation and the fact that we can't get anything done bothers me. And I know that Jennifer and I have had this conversation and don't agree. We agree in the main, but we don't agree on some of the aspects of it. Although I will tell you, seeing Nancy Pelosi sitting on the floor in the House sort of gave me cause to chuckle, and then I get riled up because I've got no use for her whatsoever, and I don't want
to
leave.
I'm hoping Donald Trump
charge.
Renames Elizabeth Warren from Pocahontas to Sitting Bull.
Or Sitting Duck, one or the other.
The lesson here is that everybody pretty much agrees that something needs to be done.
To get some done, right? It's something just needs to be done.
How to get it done. And I find that to be the case in
the
most of the legislation we try to pass, right?
The gun groups, the intransigence. But even Wayne LaPierre said on Meet the Jerks last week on NBC that he wanted to have everybody know the NRA didn't support drinking and having guns. So the worst, I think he was asked, would it have been better if there was a gun-toting somebody in, if everybody in the club had guns, would it be, and you don't mix alcohol and guns, and I thought, frankly, hearing that from him, that was a refreshing
The NRA is all way. About, I mean, they are about responsibility and about safe gun ownership. They're not about, yeah, let's just, you know, load everybody up and then fireball shots for everybody.
Well, they aren't. The organization may not be, but plenty of the members are, Jennifer. Plenty of members are.
Well, you know,
I'm a backlash because they're so worried about you.
Well,
everybody trying to take away everything.
With some circumstances, with good cause. With good cause.
I mean,
but
it's just,
for God's sake,
another list. You know,
wait a minute. Yeah. No, wait a minute. In what world do we need to have an automatic rifle so that people, you can say, well, we have a right to bear arms. Come on. There's a point at which there's a cutoff. That was never, if you have the right to bear arms and it's part of the Constitution, swell, except there's nobody who wrote the Constitution who had any idea there would be the kind of weaponry around that there is now.
It took them 10 minutes to load the second bullet. I mean, you know, I mean, we really think that's
like,
what
guns
the...
back then.
Yeah, but
not to the extent that they have now, but they had automatic guns. So,
at some point, there's got to be some end up on this thing.
Somebody's got a bunch. I mean, it's ridiculous.
On the countdown, a review now for a moment of the people who have made it this week in terms of conversation. A lot of chat about LeBron James, not only on sports talk radio stations and programs, but also in the general mainstream conversational programming. I've heard a lot of conversation about LeBron James, how much money he made, was he really as good, was he worth what he's getting paid, is he lazy, you know, that kind of stuff. So he's number 10. Number 9, Chaka Fattah, who's the congressman who got convicted this week of 22 different counts of being a jerk, and he's been in Congress for 20-some-odd years. When you look at the evidence against him and you look at him, you know he's guilty as all get out. Gary Byrne in the number 8 position conversationally. Kyle Moses, 7. Cesar Goodson Jr., who was the driver in the Freddie Gray case. John Lewis at 5. Omar Mateen at 4. Hillary Clinton, 3. Donald Trump, 2. And on the people list, Barack Obama is number 1. Okay, number 1, the presidential race. Is Mrs. Clinton, is this just more hot air? The business about her, the guy says that she cheated or didn't do something right with regard to the email, is that ever going to go away?
No.
Aren't there some more important things?
Fire.
Really? Yeah, but there's more reasons not to vote for her than that.
Espionage right. is a pretty good one.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Jennifer.
No
Thanks,
problem.
Reggie. Thanks, Victoria. 50 minutes past the hour.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Coast. 53 past the hour now. It's time for us to review in Tech Talk the top 5 technology stories of the week with some commentary by Victoria. Actually, I have the list in front of me, but I think it would be nice for me to defer to you because even though I'm one of the country's foremost experts when it comes to technology, I like to give other people credit, give them room to grow and to flourish. So, with that in mind, top 5. Now, I'll be the big voice announcer.
Okay.
Run through from number 5 to number 1, the top technology stories of the week, starting with number 5.
It's a big week for tech this week. More and more info keeps getting leaked out about the new iPhone 7. And the newest development is that there will no longer be a home button. It will now be a tap button, just like all of the other icons and apps on your iPhone, which allows for faster activation of Ms. Siri, who still needs some upgrades, in my opinion. But it does allow for an overall slimmer design, so you'll have a thinner phone, and even the battery will be thinner on the iPhone 7. So people are really looking forward to all those new developments.
Sounds like something a male robot would like to date. Number 4 this week on the top 5 tech stories of the week.
Well, everybody wants to compete with Snapchat, and Twitter is no different. So this week, they announced they have upped their video recording length from 30 to 140 seconds. Now you no longer need to leave Twitter to edit a video, to record and then edit a video. You can do it all within the new Twitter editing features. So, of course, Twitter wants to keep you on their app, and they don't want you to get distracted and go anywhere. So now you've got all of the editing features that Snapchat has. However, you don't have any of the cute little face swaps or any of the little monkey masks or little animals that people love about Snapchat. Twitter has not done that yet. But it's a good step in the right direction.
Oh, what a sad day then. That's too bad. Poor widow Twitter. Number three, says the big voice announcer, in terms of the top five tech stories of the week.
This is going to be big for concert goers this summer. Alicia Keys, Dave Chappelle, and Louis C.K. have all announced they have new rules when it comes to your cell phone while watching them perform live. Now, as soon as you check into the venue, you will have to put your phone in a pouch-like case that's made of neoprene that locks. And once it locks, you have to leave the venue again. You have to leave your seat and go back to the lobby and tap it on a little magnetic like a retail store type magnetic clip, and that will open the pouch, and that will allow you to use your phone. So you cannot record anything, and all these artists want you to be present while you're watching their live show. Very, very controversial.
Yeah. Adele hasn't signed in for this yet, or has been.
Not yet.
Okay, so let's see. Number five, followed by number four, followed by number three. That would mean, in terms of the big voice announcer, number two is next on the list of the top five tech stories for the week.
And this is a big warning to selfie queens out there. Regularly exposing your face to mobile phone blue light radiation speeds up the aging process and causes wrinkles. Regular exposure to phone radiation has the same effect it has as the sun. However, sunscreen does not work on this type of radiation, so get your Super Beets out because you need to eat more antioxidants. That's the only way you can actually help prevent DNA damage from these electronic devices. It's on a cellular level.
So let's get around to number one. This looks like, as it should be because it is number one, kind of a big deal when it comes to Google.
This is a big deal when it comes to web browsers. Google Chrome, they've done independent testing now on four identical unplugged laptops this week, and Google Chrome drains your battery faster than any other web browser. So a lot, and I've personally asked a lot of friends, hey, does your battery die quickly? Do you use Google Chrome? And there's a correlation there. So unfortunately, if you use Google Chrome, you're going to have to keep plugging your laptop in to charge your battery more. Firefox and Opera and Microsoft Edge are the other three that they tested, and they all give you sometimes up to 2 hours more of battery life than Google Chrome does.
Hmm. All right, a countdown extra, a focus on the announcement this week from Boston Dynamics. They released a video of their newest creation called Spot Mini, a robot that looks like a dog and can perform household tasks, throws away the garbage, delivers food. What is the matter with people?
This is amazing. Part pet, part slave.
It weighs 65 pounds, so it's a big dog. Has an articulated arm, which looks more like the neck of a giraffe than anything else, and very gently, you can pet it on its head. Very nice little spotty. Thank you very much. So look for that in a mailbox near you soon. All right, there are the technology stories of the week. It's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.